Well, first of all, I just want to say today's Pastor Cheryl's birthday. Happy birthday, Pastor Cheryl. We love you. And Caden's birthday was this weekend too, our drummer. Happy birthday. So we planned a big event on their birthday week. Hallelujah. Oh, we're going to get ready to receive our guest speaker this morning. And her name is Connie Childs. And she is from Madisonville, Kentucky. Amen. Amen. Yeah, woohoo. Yeah, they're on the map. Not too far away. Apostle Connie is under the covering and accountable to our Christian International Apostolic Network, and she serves on the Apostolic Strategic Team of CI Central. And she was ordained 20 years ago in CI, and New Life for the Nations for 34 years. And she oversees a group within her church called the Sons and Daughters of Thunder. And she has pioneered that group. She carries the fueled passion of the Holy Ghost to impart, encourage, release, and love and fire of God to bring freedom to many. And so we are honored to have her here this morning. And so we want to give her a warm river welcome as Connie comes.
Hallelujah. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's good to be in the house of the Lord, y'all.
Amen.
Well, that was really weak. I said it's good to be in the house of the Lord, y'all.
Amen.
Yes, it is. Come on. See, every time we gather, there ought to be an expectancy.
Amen.
Come on. Of all the things that you have been petitioning and laying before the heart of the Father. Amen. And that I love it because Ephesians 3:20 tells us that God wants to come do what? Exceedingly abundantly above and beyond all that we can ask, think, dream, or even begin to imagine. Oh, I sign up for that one, God. Come on, you all. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to release a few things prophetically as we get ready here. If y'all could just back me up with music, I'd appreciate it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm the type of prophet that the musicians begin to stir it even stronger for me. Amen. And so I want to say this. If I can have more volume from you guys, that'll be great. I want to hear you real
more
good.
Volume.
Oh. There you go. I want to say this. When we were in worship and we were singing that song about the dry bones, the Lord said, I want you to stand up and trumpet. And you need to release out of your own mouth, like for real, that whatever you have been presently in, I'm coming out of it. Am I talking to anybody in the room? Come on. I'm coming out of it. These aren't just lyrics we sing because we're in church. You've got to learn how to engage with what the Spirit of God is releasing in our midst. Amen. And part of the lyrics was, open the grave. I'm coming out. I'm going to live. I'm going to live again. Come on. You all stand to your feet. You need to engage in that. Because some of y'all have had trauma and difficulties hit you. And it's literally tried to paralyze you and shut you down and deplete you of joy and deplete you of strength. But the Spirit of the Lord says this morning, I am coming with my resurrection life. And I'm going to begin to do a work inside of you that's going to cause you to stand up again. to have the song of the Lord in your heart and out of your mouth once again, to begin to take on fresh strength in this hour in the leg of the journey, and that your future is glorious and bright. I say by the Spirit of the Lord, you will live and you will live victoriously. You will live full of the joy of the Lord. You will live with great strength. Come on, you all. You will live with the song of the Lord in your spirit and out of your mouth every day. Amen. Giving thanks to the one who birthed you and called you by name. The one who caused you to stand up when it should have shattered you and completely taken you out. I'm talking about the one that says, no, I will be there in your place of weakness and I will be made strong for you. Trust in me in this hour and know that I'm going to turn that thing for my glory and for your sake, says the Spirit of the Lord. So this is an hour that you and I need to begin to raise up our voices once again. I will live, I will live, I will live, I will live. Come on, out of your mouth, you say it so. Come on, I'm going to live. I am going to live. Come on, amen. I'm going to live. I'm going to live to the fullest of everything God put on my life. God, empty me of everything that you put on the inside of me. Oh, come on. Where's your cry this morning? Come on, people of God. Where's your voice in this morning? I'm going to live every dream, every promise, every prophetic word. Come on. You got to settle the issue between you and God. Otherwise, you can't go any further in this moment. Are you hearing me? I'm going to live. I choose to live, God. Come on, you all. I choose to live. Come on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 I tell my people at home all the time, I say, you think you know me? No, you don't. Because God is constantly unlocking and tapping the more on the inside of me that I don't even know about. Oh, come on. Amen. So you can't allow others to define you. We're going somewhere this morning. I'm trying to get some stuff off of you so you can receive. I'm going to live. I'm going to live. I'm going to run. And I am going to shout with everything in me. Listen, you guys have no idea. My dance and my stance is a sacrifice every single time. Come on, I do life just like you. But I choose to get up. And you're choosing to get up in this moment. You're coming up in a greater measure than what you did prior to coming in the room this morning. You hear me? You're coming up in a greater measure than where you were at when you came in the room. My God. My God. I'm going to live, I'm going to live, I'm going to live. I'm coming out of the grave. I'm coming out of what traumatized me. I'm coming out of it. Are you hearing me? You're coming out of it. You're coming out of it. I say this by the Spirit of the Lord. Some of you are being tormented in your sleep. Come on, who are you in the room? Anybody? You're being tormented in your sleep. In the name of Jesus, I say the torment is over. I say the torment is over. Father said, I will give my beloved sweet, sound sleep. And a lot of times the reason why the tormentor comes is because there's an area of fear in our life. Listen, the only access the enemy has is that which you give him. Hear me. The only access the enemy has is that which you forfeit and you give him. So if I'm tormented, I'm like, God, where is the fear crept in that's given him access to torment me even in my sleep? Come on, amen. Can we just go after that right now in the room? Come on, between you and God right now, just say, God, help me locate. Help me locate where I allowed fear to come in that's given the enemy access to me. Come on. And even if you don't know in this moment, you can cut it off. Come on, you can cut it off right now out of your own mouth. See, I can decree and I can declare and I can prophesy over you. But if you don't receive it and if it doesn't come out of your mouth, it will fall to the ground. Are you hearing me? Come on, so out of your mouth, say, God, I rebuke every spirit of fear. Come on, you've given me a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. Come on. I mantle myself with the soundness. Come on, amen. Of a sound mind. In the name of Jesus. And I thank you, I have sweet sleep from this moment forward. Sweet sleep from this moment forward. Put your hands on your eyes. Come on. I'm going to talk to your future. I'm going to talk to the way you're seeing things. God, I ask right now in the name of Jesus, Father, that you will take the limitations even off of what they see. That you will take the limitations, Lord God, off of their future. That which has been shattered, that which has been broken, that which has left them undone, God. That they're having trouble seeing beyond it. God, I'm asking that you would move supernaturally right now. And help them to get a glimpse of it, Lord. All they need is a glimpse. Help them to see it, God. Help them to see it. Help them to see further than what they've ever seen before. I say your eyesight is becoming very, very clear. That which has been cloudy and murky is being removed. And Father says in this moment, He is clearing your eye gate so that you can see your future. You can see your destiny. You can see what He's put before you. Come on, that you wasn't able to see before you came in the room this morning. Father, we thank you for clear eyesight. Oh, now lay your hands on your ears. See, I'm going after the gates that God's given you. Now we're going to talk to the ear gate. Are you ready? Come on. Father, I thank you. You said that we would know your voice, and a voice of a stranger we would not follow. So, Father, I rebuke every strange voice, all the chattering of the enemy, all the chattering, God, that we're listening to. God, I pray right now, Lord, that we will be good stewards of our ear gates, and that we would only hear, Father, that which you have to say to us, Father, in the name of Jesus. I ask, Lord God, that you will remove all limitations of hearing, even hearing your voice right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, they're going to hear from heaven the answers and the solutions and the resolve. Father, I say in the name of Jesus that their hearing is becoming very, very clear and precise. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for that, Father. We thank you for it. Hallelujah. All right, one more gate. Come on, that mouth of yours. Well, that mouth. Come on. Yeah. Oftentimes our mouth wants to speak out of our emotions. Oh, come on. Amen. But God needs a freshness on your mouth today. So lay your hands on your mouth. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, this gateway you've given us to be creative just like you are. To begin to decree and declare, Father, your wondrous works from heaven to the earth. This gateway, our mouth, Father, when you said this is a decade of the mouth, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you, Holy Ghost, yeah, thank you, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, help us catch our mouth. Help us catch our mouth. Help us catch things, Lord, that we release just kind of haphazardly, unaware, Lord. Help us catch it in the name of Jesus. And Father, that these mouths, this gate would be used for your glory to create, to move things, God. To speak things from heaven into the earth realm. This gateway will be a gateway of love. This gateway will be a gateway of promises. This gateway will be a gateway, Father God, that will bring you glory and honor all the days of our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for our voices. We thank you for them. Hallelujah. Is that good, you all? Is that good? Hallelujah. 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 So coming up, hang on, I'm going to let you be seated here in just a moment. Coming up here, all of a sudden in the middle of just putting some things together, the Lord quickly said something to me and I wrote it down. And he says this, he said, what fueled you in the past season just needs more fuel for the new season. It's time to relaunch. And he took me to Joshua 8. When he began to charge them to begin to rise up. And if you'll go back and you'll just read the very beginning of Joshua 8. They were going in to possess and take. But I love this. God said, I just don't want you to go in and overtake the enemy. But I want you to plunder it. I want you to come back with everything that they had and add it to you. Come on. The Amplified says, go in after the booty. That means the whole thing that they had. Amen. Listen, today you're going to have a refuel, a recharge. Come on, amen. So that you can go back in and not only just take what the enemy took from you, but listen, there is a restitution coming to you, people of God. Not just restoration, a restitution for everything it ever cost you, put you through. Come on. In the name of Jesus, there is a restitution for you this morning. Not that you just recover, but that the restitution comes. Come on, amen. That's what he was telling Joshua. Joshua, I just don't want you to go in and take the land, but I'm going to cause you to step into restitution. You take every bit. You take it all back home. Amen. Come on. Glory to God. All right, one more thing I want to release prophetically over you. I typed this out the morning we were getting ready to travel out. For I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, think it not strange that I'm causing you in this moment, my sons and daughters, to catch your wind and your breath again of who I am, afresh and a brand new this day. For the Lord says, I am resetting your sight, and your sight is becoming clearer and clearer. The Lord says, even where the cloud of darkness would try to hover over you, the Lord says, even now I'm causing it to dispel and even dissipate right now in the presence of the Lord. The Lord says, I'm crowning you with my goodness and I am lavishing you with an oil of joy, says the Lord. Ooh, I feel that one. The Lord says, it's not time to be downtrodden and eyes being made low, but God says in this moment, it's a time for you to begin to lift your eyes and gaze upon me once again. For the Lord says, as you do, you will begin to see from my perspective. And as you begin to see from my perspective, says the Lord, you'll begin to count the triumphant victories that lay before you as you walk this walk out with me, says the Lord. So the Lord says, lift your countenance and lift your worship and lift your praise, your honor and your adoration for me, and not allow anything to begin to distract you in this hour or this decade season. For even as I've already said, over the next 3 months, the remainder of this year, there will come much distraction and many things will try to derail you and get you off track. But the Lord says, know that I am in your corner and I've already gone before you and my light is shining brighter and brighter each day and every day, says the Lord. So the Lord says, rejoice that you already have the victory over the works of the enemy, says the Lord. And the Lord says, begin to pronounce and declare what I have to say. Don't look at the situation or even speak after the situation. But hear me, says God. Begin to draw near me. And as you do, the Lord says, I will cause every one of your words to be released with precision and to be very accurate and to hit the mark, says the Lord. For the Lord said, I've not called you to be ones that would be a hit and miss people, but that you would be a people who are on target and very intentional in every moment that would cause a shifting that is necessary within you, my bride. So know that you know that you know that I've not left you, and I have in no way forsaken you. And I am in no way going to loose my hold off of you. But I love you, I love you, I love you, says God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Can we just lift up our voices of thankfulness right here? Come on, receive it. Just receive it. Let it blanket you. Let it wash over you. Let it revive you. Allow the words of the Lord to refresh you. Ah, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, help us get it, God. Help us get it. Help us to receive it, God. Help us to receive the full weight of every word that you've released over our lives. Every word. Oh, that it becomes more precious to us than our very life. Woo-hoo. Man, I feel the weight of the Lord. Wow. 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 Yes, Father. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you and we honor you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You can be seated. Glory to God. Wow, wow, wow. Come on, you all. Are y'all awake this morning? Huh? Somebody had too many donuts. That's what it is. Somebody had too many donuts. I told Pastor Vanessa coming in, I said, man, I could use another cup of coffee. But I love how the Spirit of the Lord wakes you up. Amen. Amen. I love how he comes and he recharges us. Glory to God. Well, this morning, I have just a few minutes here. I'm going to try to impart something to you this morning. And I want to talk to you just a little about unlearn your limitations. I love it how the Spirit of God was just already building us into this when I heard about Peter walking on the water. I just sat back there and I was cracking up. And how Peter was doing the absolute ridiculous. Come on.
He was.
Come on. He was doing the ridiculous in the natural because he had a word from God. Oh, come on, you all. But what got in his way? All of a sudden, he pulled himself back into his own limitation. Come on, amen? Glory to God. But I love it because Jesus was still there with him, even in his limitation. Isn't that amazing? I said, you know, out of all the disciples, I would have loved to have run with Peter. I think me and Peter would have had a lot in common. Even from, you know, taking off the ear of the soldier because I felt like I needed to defend Jesus. I think I could be a sister to Peter. Amen. I get him. Amen. But I love it because also Peter was willing to do some crazy stuff. I mean, how many of you the last time you walked by somebody, your shadow healed somebody? See, I'm seeing my shadow. But guess what? I'm coming out of my limitations. Because if it's possible for them, it's possible for us. Amen. Right? So what do? We keep the Word of God forever in our hearts. And we keep it working and activating in us. You got to talk to yourself. God, if Peter did it, I'm going to do it too. Come on, amen?
Amen.
If he did it, I can do it. Glory to God. I'm headed there, Apostle Janet. I'm headed there. Hallelujah. I've seen God do some crazy, ridiculous miracles, but I'm yet to get to the place that I can walk past somebody and my shadow heal them. But guess what? I'm going there. Come on, you all. Amen. See, you got to start to engage with the Word of God and take the limitations off of all you've ever known of yourself. Why? Because the enemy will use your limitations against you. Okay, I'm going to help you. Aren't you glad? So, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the power of it. I ask, Lord God, as I release it, Lord, that it'll hit the mark in the lives and the hearts of your people. Lord, I charge them even now by your spirit, Lord God, to be alert, attentive, and very, very receptive, Lord. Because, God, you are marking us in this time period to do great exploits. Oh, my God. Did y'all hear me? He's marking us to do great exploits. Well, in order for you and I to do great exploits, we got to begin to take the limitations off of ourselves. Come on, amen? That means you got to. We're going to go after limitations that you were either raised up in, limitations that spoke to you. Come on, amen? I wasn't raised up in a nice, well-balanced home. I was raised up in a crazy home. We were all over the place, amen? But listen, I'm not a byproduct of what I was raised up in.
Amen.
Come on. I've shifted. When I came into the kingdom of God, all of a sudden now you have a heavenly DNA in you that whether you came from something crazy or you came from something that was beautiful and lovely, but yet it didn't have the spirit and the breath of God on it. Come on. Amen. God wants, at that moment, you take on his DNA, so it's like all of heaven is activated on the inside of you. Amen. And we just got to learn how to bend ourselves, amen, to the word, to the ways of the word, to God in his nature, amen, and begin to take the restrictions and the limits off of our own selves. So I talk to myself again. Connie Childs, you're coming into a place, the day's going to come, you're going to walk past people, and your very shadow is going to bring healing. Now, I'm not saying that to be boastful or brag, but my God, if God put it in me, what is my problem? Come on, you all. If God put it in us, then what is our problem? Now, religious folk will look at you and say, well, who does she think she is? Let that be their problem and not yours.
Amen.
Come on. Let that be their problem and not yours. Amen. You just keep walking. Let your shadow touch whomever receives.
Right.
Amen. And if they want to, you know, I call it be a boogerhead, then so be it. Amen. I keep it rolling. Amen. And you got to get to that place. You've got to come to the place of talking to yourself and positioning yourself every single day of your life. Amen. To begin to take on everything that God has put inside of you. Amen. How many of you woke up this morning saying Amos 9:13? 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. 4 of us are going to get it. The rest of y'all are going to be haters. This is God's decree. I'm going to make things happen so fast it's going to make your head spin. One thing on the head of the other. One thing on the heel of the other, blessing after blessing, you're not going to be able to keep up with it. Well, glory. Yes, Lord. Bring it on. Amen. Listen, part of making your head spin is taking you out of your limitations. Come on. Amen. We're in that time frame. We have got to, at all costs, begin to grab hold of the Word of God as if it's our very, very life. Come on. Amen. That's why I can get up every day and say, this is God's decree today. Huh? I put it before me. Amen. Why? Because life comes. And there's going to be opportunities that are going to try to limit me. Come on. That are going to try to scream at me. Talk to me. Well, does it take all that? Yes, it does. Hella. Well, does she always have to go all over the place and worship? Yes, I do. And then some. Huh? Come on. Amen. I loved it when I came in. Apostle Janet and I we didn't know we was going to be sort of matchy-matchy today. I like your style, honey. I like it. But she was doing this with her. And I said, I do that during worship. I love it. Amen. See? But it'll rub people wrong. Bless their hearts. It'll rub, I mean, you can't, listen, and you know how I know it's rubbing you wrong? Because now you can't even worship. You're too worried about what I'm doing. Huh? When I go after the presence of God, I'm clueless to what's happening in the room. I am gone. It's me and Him. Amen? Well, that's not even in my missions, but there you go. See, you got to take your limitations off. Oh, see, to the degree that you can receive is to the degree God will come. Oh, I'm going to say that over here. To the degree that you can receive will be to the degree that God can come. Amen? So I'm not here to hype you. I'm here to help you grab hold and engage. And like a sponge, just reach up and grab everything. Squeeze it out of heaven that God has for you in this moment. Amen? Amen. All right, limitations. Who told you? Huh? Who put the limitation on you? Who did you receive or expect that limitation from? Who told you? I want to define this for a moment. Limitation, it's a limited rule or a circumstance. It can be a restriction, a condition of limited ability. It also can be a defect or a failing, the action of limiting something. Okay? So in Mark 2, if you would, let's open up our Bibles and go there. Mark 2, verses 1 and 2. Do y'all got your Bibles? Anybody bring Bibles anymore?
Yeah.
Three of us? Okay. Mark 2, and I'm going to read this as quickly as I can because I want to read 1 through 12 because this is where we're going to build from. And when he returned from Caprena, and please excuse me if I slaughter these words, okay? After some days, it was reported that he was at home. And many were gathered together so that there was no room, not even at the door. And he was preaching the word to them. He's talking about Jesus. And they came bringing a man to him that was paralytic, carried by four men. And when they could not get near him because of the crowd, they removed the roof above him. Okay, side note. If somebody comes to my house and starts tearing off my roof, come on, amen. It better be God. We're going to have an issue. Huh? It better be God. So these dudes, they show up and they start taking the roof off. All right? And when they had made an opening, they let the bed down which the paralytic laid. And when Jesus saw their faith, okay, here you go. Your faith looks like something. I said faith looks like something. Scripture says that faith is the evidence of things not seen, right? Faith looks like something. Faith looks like something in the natural. Someone can tell me all day long they're in faith and have nothing moving and it not working in them, and I have to say real quickly, no, you're not. Come on, not out of being critical, but if I can help get you unstuck by what you say is faith, come on, amen.
Right.
Then somewhere, at some point, if you can take the adjustment, your faith will kick in. So faith looks like something. Faith looked like something for these guys. They looked at a situation and said, we got to get this guy here. There's no way to get him in here. It's packed out, shoulder to shoulder. No room to get him in here. Well, I love it because they didn't let that be the limitation.
Right.
Oh, my God. I said, God, give me friends that'll take off a roof. Hook me up with people that'll take off the roof. Come on. Not only that, but give me the kind of friends that not only take off the roof, but they'll lower me down in there to get me to Jesus. Oh, my God, you all. Who are you hanging with? Who are you hanging with? Come on. Because it'll who you hang with and who you partner with and who you rub shoulders with in life has a lot to say about where your limitations are at. Come on, amen. I have found, Apostle Janet, everybody that says they love me, no, they don't. No, they don't. Huh? See? So faith looks like something. I want the kind of friends that'll take a roof off. Come on, I want the kind of friends that say, okay, we're going to get you to Jesus one way or another. Here we go. Those are my kind of friends. I want to run with them people. Huh? Amen? Okay, so they're lowering this guy. I would have loved to have been there. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, son, your sins are forgiven. Now, some of the scribes, the teachers of the law, were sitting there questioning in their hearts, who does this man speak like that? Who does she think she is? Who does he think he is to believe God for the complete ridiculous? Who are you to believe that God can literally, come on, raise your body up in such a way that you carry no sickness and no disease in it? Amen. Get the limitation. Well, mama and daddy had it. Well, it was in our generation. Cut that thing off. Are you kidding me?
That's right.
I have found because of limited mindsets that oftentimes people, it's like they become so familiar with their limitation that it becomes their safety. And it's so warped, huh? And yet when they see God move tremendously in someone else, they get mad about it. Huh? See how our own limitations can work against us? Right? Listen, God said, I've come to give you life and to give it more abundantly. Well, the abundant life is that your body does not have to be a sick and a wreck and busted and disgusted in this life. Come on. Listen, he says you're in this world, but you're not of it, right? Which tells me my body does not have to break down. I'm not signing up for that. Amen? Now, I've had health issues that God's told me you need to do something about this. One of them is coming through horrific grief. One year, I couldn't eat nothing. I was a little bitty thing. Then the second year, I don't know what happened. I ate everything. Dared anybody to say anything to me about it. Huh? I want my ice cream with the cookie in it. The whole container with a spoon, okay? Chips and dip, please. Yes, I want them all. No, I'm not sharing. Huh? I mean, I was eating everything at night. And all of a sudden, I put on like 25 pounds. And all of a sudden, I love how God loves us so much and he's so intimate with us. All of a sudden, one morning, I'm sitting before the Lord and I hear him say, he said, Connie, I need you to do something with your emotional eating. Because I didn't identify it as emotional eating up to that part. I thought, it's mine, I want it, no big deal. He said, I need you to do something about your emotional eating. Because if you don't, you're going to die prematurely. And I really like to have you here for the long run. I thought, well, thanks God, that's a really good option. Do or die. Like, yay. Huh? Well, you know, I've disciplined myself to respond to what God says immediately. Come on, somebody say, see, you need to learn how to respond to God immediately.
Amen.
You can't afford the luxury of sitting back and saying, well, was that God?
Right.
Yeah, it was. Come on, well, is this God? Well, I will, Lord. You know I will. I will. I will. I'll start tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to start. Huh? Tomorrow morning comes and no. You know why? Because all hits the fan and now I want to go to Dairy Queen and I want my Heath Blizzard. And don't give me no small. Yeah. Huh? I know, Lord, I shouldn't be eating this Heath Blizzard. I know. I'm gonna start as soon as I get home. I'm gonna start. No, see, I stopped that a long time ago. When God said this to me, I immediately got up out of my chair, went in the kitchen, I grabbed me a trash bag, and I started throwing out all the junk in my kitchen. And I was shocked that 3/4 of my food was junk. And for a moment, some of it was brand new. I hadn't even opened it. And I thought, well, I could take this to church and bless somebody with it. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, really? God's saying this is killing you and you want to take it to church and bless somebody with it. Come on. This is how me and God roll. So I said, okay, I'm going to throw it all away. I threw it all away. And I said, well, no more fast food restaurants, no more. My church family, we get together on Sundays and we go eat. And I said, I'll eat then, but then I'll be very picky about what I'm going to choose to eat off the menu. And then I decided, well, since I'm saving money on that, I need to go to the gym. And I thought I was ready to go to the gym. I was like, bring on the gym. 10 minutes on the treadmill. I'm like, 10 minutes. I'm done. But I stayed with it. And long story short, I've taken off 20 pounds. I'm feeling better. I'm getting stronger. Amen. But listen, I had to do something what God said to me immediately. When I did, let me tell you what happened. When you respond to God immediately out of obedience, the supernatural will kick in. I had no side effects to coming off all sugar. I had no side effects of coming off of all the junk. I started eating rightly and my body was like, yay. Huh? Seriously, I had no headaches. I didn't, none of that, no shakes. I didn't go through none of that. Because when you obey God, immediately, come on, the enablement comes. See? Okay. Some of y'all are like, daggone it, she's messing with my lunch today already. Okay, so back to this dude here. So he's, so when Jesus saw his faith, he said, son, your sins are forgiven. And the scribes were questioning in their hearts, why does this man speak like that? He is blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone? And immediately Jesus, perceiving in his spirit that they were questioning within themselves, said to them, why do you question these things in your heart? Which is easier to say to a paralytic, your sins are forgiven, or to say, rise, take up your bed and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on the earth to forgive sins. He said to the paralytic, I say to you, rise, pick up your bed, and go home. Glory to God. And he arose, and immediately he picked up his bed, went out before them all, so that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw anything like this. So again today, who told you? Who told you your limitation? Come on, people of God. I want to say this concerning your mindset. You need a new roof. Come on. My house was recently, not too long ago, we had some horrific storms, and so I had to have a new roof put on my house because what was there was now damaged. Come on. So I had to get a hold of the insurance company to come put on a new roof. Come on. This morning, because of stuff that's been going on in your life, your roof has been damaged. Come on. And because it's been damaged, it has put a limit on its capacity to move any further. But God says, I'm going to give you a new roof this morning. Oh, come on. Amen. A new roof is coming this morning. Amen. So anyway, limitations, they're learned. And it's interesting about this text is that it seems the people who are experts in the Word of God are the very ones that work themselves against it. My heart is, God, don't ever let me get so familiar with who you are in the way you move and in the supernatural. Come on. That it just becomes so familiar to me that it doesn't move me and shake me to my core every single time. Come on, amen. That's what keeps me on cutting edge. That's what keeps me in a place to believe God for the ridiculous. That's where I can step into something and tear the roof off of it. Oh, come on. So that I can get Jesus to you. Because if he can come, glory to God, then the supernatural will hit your mortal body. Romans 8:11, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. It dwells on the inside of you to do what? To quicken this mortal body. So my body doesn't get to do whatever it wants to do.
All right.
Come on, amen? If something is out of whack and the doctors have detected it, I'm like, okay, what's my plan to change this thing? Because I'm not receiving it as a life sentence. I am not living this way. Amen? And every point God has took me on a journey. But it has taken me to be disciplined and to be obedient and begin to respond to it immediately. Good intentions aren't going to get you nowhere. You are not strong enough willed to discipline yourself. Your own will has its limit.
It does.
And the limit will show up when all pressure is on in life, when the rug gets pulled out of underneath your feet. The limit will show up. So you've got to learn in this leg of the journey, people of God, we have got to be people that are disciplined. Somebody please say disciplined. Listen, you've got to guard your heart and your mind at all cost. I said, you've got to guard your heart and your mind at all cost. The enemy talks from out here. He will use everything out here in your life to scream at you. You've got to learn how to turn your back on that and pull from this that's within. Allow it to be the greater. Come on, amen. It's not that I'm saying this ain't happening. Oh, it's happening. But that is subject to me. Not the other way around. The enemy will lure you in your limitations. You better hurry up and do something. If you don't hurry up and do something, you know this could happen and that can happen. And you better hurry up and do something. And don't you know? And where's God at? And blah, 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 blah. What is he doing? He's trying to pull you out of the arena of your faith, out of your soundness of mind, to get your focus on this that's screaming it needs your immediate attention. When God says, no, you better learn quickly how to turn your back on that and begin to draw from me here. If that needs an answer and it needs a recovery quickly, then I don't step into it. I pull. I turn from here. And I say, God, I thank you that you withhold no answer from me. It's in me. So I'm going to stay in this place till I receive the answer. Then I'll turn and I'll address that. Even Jesus looked at Satan and said, "This it is written." So if I can't look at this with it is written just yet, that's my indicator. I better learn how to turn quickly and begin to pull from the Spirit of God that's on the inside of me. See, you got to learn how to be agents of transformation in this earth. It's going to look crazy. Come on. It's going to seem ridiculous. Amen. I believe, you know, God is raising up some ridiculous, crazy entrepreneurs. Amen. Well, how are they getting there? They're having to learn how to discipline themselves and begin to draw from here, because this out here is going to tell them they can't do it. It's not possible. They're going to try to get you, pull you into reason, pull you into your limitation. Huh? Tell you all the reasons why it can't happen just yet. And then we'll do the religious thing of saying, well, now if it's God, well, first of all, that should never come out of our mouth. Huh? The moment you say, if it's God, gives the enemy access. So you have to have that knowing and the assurance. Because the enemy will always, always lure you back into your own limitation that's always kept you from no advancement. And it leaves much of the body of Christ frustrated and angry with God when it's not God. Come on, you all. Peter could have went home and beat himself up over by not staying on top of the water. Come on, he could have, but he didn't. Amen. And I know Peter denied God three times. I know. As if we have never denied God.
As if we
got one up on Peter. No, we don't. Come on, amen. I tell people we can't put our mouth on Peter. Until you walk on water, then you come talk to me. Until then, leave him alone. He's going through a process just like you and me. Amen. Glory to God. Leave him alone. Show me you can walk on water, then you can come talk to me about Peter. Yeah. See, I'm that way for those that run with me. I don't allow people come tell me anything. I don't want to hear what somebody else has to say, because what they're saying is they're putting a limitation on that person of all they've ever known of them. And so I guard those that are close to me. No, I don't want to hear that. Furthermore, who's going to come tell me your stuff? Huh? Okay, I'm gone meddling. How much time do I have? Keep going? No?
Yeah, you can.
I can? No, seriously.
Seriously.
12:15. Oh, my God, help me, Jesus. Okay. Oh, I need a miracle. So limitations are learned. Amen? They are learned. I have always gone back to a portion of Scripture when coming into ministry. I was trying to wrap my brain around the call of God that was on my life, and sometimes it seems so impossible because I didn't go to a school. I didn't go to one school for a full year all my life. I couldn't hardly read. I couldn't comprehend anything. I was a mess because I lived in a lot of abuse, a lot of trauma. And even in high school, finally I just quit and went back to school at the age of 42, got my GED, had to do math over like four times. I hate fractions. They're from the devil. Oh, they are from the devil, y'all. I'm like, how can you do fractions so many different ways? Like, give me just one way. I'll do that. So some I passed. I don't know how I passed by the fourth time. See, you got, don't quit. Don't quit. Amen. And finally, on the fourth time, I passed the fractions. I got a D, but by golly, I passed. Oh, I celebrated that D. Oh, yes, I did. Huh? Yeah. I was so happy about that D. I thought all them fractions can, well, I won't say that. Okay. So I was pressing through my limitations. Right? So when God called me into ministry, I thought, my God, I said, God, I can't even stand up in front of people. I used to pass out cold when I was in school if I was called on. Seriously. I would pass out. I couldn't stand up in front of people. I couldn't look at people. I couldn't talk, you know. I couldn't read. If I read something, I could barely read it. And if you asked me what it was, I'd pass out because I don't know. I don't know what I just read. Amen. But look at God. Come on, y'all. Look at God. But I'm telling you, I had to get past limitations. Amen. I started at a community college, and I wanted to go to school for a paralegal because I love law. I like justice, and I still do. So I was going to school for a paralegal, and then I had to take this nasty English class that wanted me to correct sentences together, which I could not do. Come on, I didn't know where to put a comma and a period and a start another paragraph. And I didn't know what to do. And I can remember Jan's my friend right here, Jan. Jan and I go way back. And I remember one time I was getting ready to take my exam for paralegal. I forget what the name of it was, the exam was. What is it for? One in your master's. What was it for? What's the next one below it? Bachelor's. And I was getting ready to take this exam. I knew my stuff, y'all. I knew it. But every time somebody would ask me a question, I'd go blank. And I can remember I was trying to study. I had all my stuff out on. I'm trying to help somebody in the room. I had all my stuff out on the table. I'm crying. I'm a wreck. And I called Jan. I said, "You got to come over. I need help. I've got all my stuff out, and I can't recall nothing." And she's like, "Connie, fold all your stuff up. Come over. I'm putting on a pot of coffee." So I go over there, and the first thing she tells me, she says, "Close up all your books." And she begins to help me focus in on one area. She would ask me questions, and I was able to tell her. She says, "Connie, you know this stuff. It's in you." And she would pray over me. Listen, when I got ready to take that exam, I got an A+. I thought, whatever lawyer gets me as their paralegal has got the bomb diggity. Huh? Yeah, I loved it. So God shifted everything and brought me into ministry. And so now I'm thinking, I can't stand up in front of people. I can't do it. Y'all, we had used to have camp meeting back in the days. Yep. Camp meeting, anything can happen in camp meeting. I mean, it was wild. I mean, there was like 10 things going on in the room at one time. Camp meeting, you know, where you can't stand up. You're sliding down the walls. That's you just right. Camp meeting back in the day. I think we need some camp meeting again. Hey. We need some camp meeting. We need some Holy Ghost fire again. All right? So a camp meeting. I thought, I'm going to sing my first song at camp meeting because I've always loved music, and I can sing a little bit. And so I thought, I'm going to sing at camp meeting. And I told my pastors, and they let me come up, and everything in me was shaking from head to toe. I stood singing like this. And everybody was, "Glory to God, look at the anointing on her. Woo! Oh, the presence of God is just so heavy on her." And I was like, "No, I'm trying not to pass out and remember the words." Huh? Yeah. I mean, it was that severe. It was so bad that days after, every muscle in me was sore. But I made myself step out, even in fear. Come on, not knowing if I could really stand up there, sing the song, but even remember the lyrics, because I would go blank, just like check out. Huh? But I started. Listen, in order for you to get past your limitations, you have got to begin to see yourself in a different manner. You've got to begin to take the restraints off of yourself. And sometimes you got to do it afraid. Well, come on. Listen, every point that you begin to step out, amen, beyond your limitations, to believe God, God will meet you there. And he will either have a Jan in your corner, somebody there with you to cheer you on, to let you know you got this, you know this, you can do this. Do it. Amen. Listen, when you do, that's where you begin. That's where God begins to unlock the more that's on the inside of you. Amen. So some of you need to allow the Spirit of God to give you a new roof this morning. Some of you need to take the own limitations off of yourself. Amen. Because if I had allowed limitations to lock me down, I would still be working in a factory somewhere. Thank God for factories. I love them. I work for Fruit of the Loom. Probably sewed some of y'all's underwear. And if you have it, Fruit of the Loom, just know it's anointed underwear. I prayed over them underwears and t-shirts. I'm telling you, I did. And I worked for them for 10 years. Amen. So I'm not knocking working for a factory. But I'm saying there is great callings sitting in this room. There are tremendous giftings sitting in this room. Amen. And listen, you can't allow a diagnosis. You can't allow someone else's opinion of you. Come on, maybe even your own mama and daddy. I don't know. You can't allow them to have the final authority to define you. You've got to allow the Spirit of God to do it. Amen. I would have never dreamed, and I'm serious with everything in me, guys. I would have never dreamed that God would ever call me in the position that I am to travel nations and to minister the body of Christ, to raise up leaders. I mean, I'm just blown away every single day of my life. I woke up this morning just kind of giddy, but also I had tears of just gratefulness. I thought, God, only you can orchestrate such a thing. Amen. Only God can. So take the limitations off of yourself. Amen. Allow God to tear the roof off of your limitations. And by golly, with everything in you, guard the company that you keep. Because those that come alongside of you, they will either keep you in you and say, oh, you poor little thing. Oh, God understands. No, you don't need friends like that. You need friends that say, nah, girl, get up. Get up. Come on, we're gonna worship. No, you're not staying in there. Get up. When I lost my honey, one of my close friends that I run with, Apostle Janet Douglas out of Evansville, Indiana, I remember when she came to my honey's homecoming service, which was, oh my God, the presence of God was so thick in there. But I remember when she came up to me, I grabbed her shoulders and I said, you have got to promise me you will not let me quit. Because that thing took the breath out of me. Shattered me, huh? And I've been through a lot of stuff, and I said, God, why did this shatter me? I've been through a lot of hell all my life. Why did this rock me like it did? And he said, because for the first time in your life, you experienced what real love was. Yeah, my Jim, he was bad to the bone.
He was.
I love that man. Amen. Don't allow anybody else to define you. Come on, you all. You are your own worst critic, and you are your own worst enemy. Do I need to say that again? You are your own worst critic, and you are your own worst enemy. Amen. Are y'all good? All right, let's stand. Let's stand. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord.